This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark. Hey, I heard what you said last week about me squatting in the guest house in Montecito. Now, I know you're the big radio man, but I have a legitimate real estate claim on that property. Okay, Mark? Okay? Oh, hey, by the way, you're out of milk.
One never knows who's squatting in your house. A big article in MSNBC.com about squatters moving in to upscale neighborhoods. And of course, the zany antics of a Hollywood man keeps popping up in Santa Barbara. Mr. Randy Quaid. We're trying to find out what he's going to happen there with his house that he claims he still owns. Maybe he does. In another dimension. Welcome and thank you for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. Joining me in the second segment is someone I met over the weekend at the AIA, American Institute of Architects, about the tour I went on and the fundraiser, and went to see the house called Serenity House being built and owned by Visiting Nurses and Hospice. And can't get better than hospice. If you've ever experienced a family member with hospice, it's their unbelievable helping hand. And this is going on up there. It's a beautiful setting with a view. Anyway, there's an engineer who's going to come on during the second segment and talk a little bit about what it takes and what it took to build on a hillside and issues and relate it to your own home and water mitigation. So we'll look forward to interviewing Mr. Len Erie from Erie and Van Sand Civil Engineers right here in Santa Barbara. We've got some statistics. Of course, the fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly year-to-date. And I think during the first segment, we'll try to fit in some year-to-date information through basically the first 9 months of the year. Didn't do quarterly yet. Want to let that simmer for a week, get all the statistics in there. And but year-to-date, what's happening above? Anyway, some good stuff there. The guest, Hollywood real estate agents, Arnold Schwarzenegger, a bill on that he vetoed that the Association of Realtors was supporting, California Association of Realtors. Motoring with Mark. If you don't go out to see homes, you can have me take you on a guided tour, save you some gas. And, of course, in honor of Proposition 19, is it 19, the marijuana initiative? Yeah, you see, if you can't remember, that's a bad sign. And in honor of the California, we're going to have the high of inventory for the week, the high and the low. And but just to tap into the opening remarks about squatters moving into upscale neighborhoods, this was old news already. September 23rd, 2010, Randy Quaid and his wife, Evie, were arrested Saturday. It was all in the local paper. They posted bail. But apparently this high-end mansion squatting is becoming increasingly visible. Seattle, St. Louis, Chicago, L.A., and probably elsewhere, industry experts say. It's immoral, but I do understand logically how people get this idea in their heads. Wow. Happens a lot more than we know. Well, you don't know what's going on behind those gates. Of course, with today, it's so inexpensive to have security and these cameras that just sit there and go on with movement and just send it to your phone. It's like dirt cheap. It's ridiculous. Back in the day, it was probably very expensive. So there's a bunch of, I don't see they mention anybody else doing this. But speaking of squatters and famous people, instead of squatting, some famous people have become real estate agents. And we'll talk about that. Don't laugh. In fact, I met one of them a few years back. Let's see if I can find the sheet on that. I met one of this beautiful, beautiful lady. She calls up a totally blind. She comes up. A cold call. In other words, just called up somehow. I got to meet her, and this goes back at least I think 5, maybe 7 years ago. And she comes into the lobby, and we were going to look at a few properties. And so she's sitting in the lobby, and then I meet her, and then I take her back in. And then afterwards, people said to me, who was that woman? I mean, she literally looked like she walked out of a magazine and a Hollywood set. Her name was Cindy Ambule. Hadn't heard from her for a few years. I'd send her something occasionally. She never came up to buy anything. And some reason, I Googled her name and found out that she's now a real estate agent. So here's this article about Los Angeles real estate scene attracts and creates celebrities. Oh, did you get the email about Sharona? Ah. You know what? Let's try this in the third segment. Maybe we could find that song, you know, I Sharona by the band The Knack. Is that possible to pull that up? Just so the part where they says I Sharona. Okay, so let's put this story on bay. We'll get that going. I forgot that. See, if I came here on time, maybe I would be able to discuss these things with our producer and get these things done. So speaking of Hollywood, Arnold Schwarzenegger vetoed a bill that was supported heavily by the California Association of Realtors. On Thursday, September 30th, 2010, Governor Schwarzenegger vetoed a bill that would have expanded anti-deficiency protections. Anti-deficiency protections. He thought that the bill interfered with an existing contract. And what is that contract? Well, basically, there is currently, California has an anti-deficiency protection, and it's for what they call purchase money. And that's money you use to purchase a home, mortgages. And it says if a homeowner defaults on a mortgage used to purchase his or home, primary residence, the homeowner's liability on that mortgage is limited to the property itself. This law has worked since the 1930s to protect homeowners, ensure the quality of loan underwriting allows borrowers brought down by financial crisis to get back on their feet. In other words, if you default and you are foreclosed, the bank takes the house. They don't go after other assets that you might have. If you owed $500,000 and they sell the house and they only get $400,000, you basically owe them $100,000. Because it's purchase money and there's this law, anti-deficiency protection, they can't go after you, even if you have 10 other homes and you have $10 million. So because of all these short sales and problems with houses suddenly being worth less than what they were purchased for, and if someone had to sell, then they're upside down. If you don't have to sell and you can hang on, no issue. So this new law would have protected people above and beyond if you had refinanced. Because what a lot of people don't realize is once you refinance, it's no longer the purchase money mortgage, and it no longer falls under the umbrella of this protection, California's anti-deficiency protection. So California Association of Realtors tried to push this bill through, and he vetoed it. Now you could argue both sides of the fence, you know. If people refinanced and pulled out and bought a boat and a yacht and then lost their house and then sailed away and said, well, forget you, then you kind of feel like, well, maybe they should be held responsible a little bit. But what if someone just refinanced to get a lower interest rate and didn't put any, you know, take any money out? So, you know, why change the law and not have them protected? Anyway, it didn't work. And Arnold, maybe the bill will be back. We'll see. But that's the update on Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay, as I said, the guest for the second segment is an engineer. He's going to talk about water issues. And I did mention, let's see, we got the Hollywood story to go back to. We got motoring with Mark. What else have we got here? Could tell you about the high for the week. As I mentioned, in honor of Prop 19, high for the week. This is new inventory. And what struck me really was the low for the week, because it was really low. And I thought, oh, maybe I'll print that. And then I thought, well, I'll print the high too. The low for the week, new listings, for the week ending October 1st, 2010, is $369,000. You can get a two-bedroom, one-bath home. And what's more important about the home, is the parcel is 5,000 square feet. Because a lot of times when you see these low prices, you see parcels that are maybe only 2,000 square feet, 2,500 square feet. So a nice typical 50 by 100 square foot parcel is pretty respectable. And so there you go, down on Liberty Street off of Kenyatta, built in 1915. The house is only 600 square feet, and it is a short sale, again, meaning that the buyer, or the seller, excuse me, is coming up short to pay off the bank. He's coming up short because he owes more than the house is worth. The high for the, do we have Sharona? Not yet. We're working on the Knack. I didn't even know the Knack was a band. Did they write any other song? Was that their one-hit wonder, the Knack? You know, that was probably it. The high for the week is $6,950,000. Not as high as you'd think. There was actually a higher one, but they snuck it in. It's in Ojai. And they snuck it in as a primary listing in Montecito. So we deleted that. And the high for the week is $6,950,000 over on Ortega Ridge Road. 1.4 acres, so not, you know, sprawling, what you'd think, sprawling acreage. And it has the pool house, and the tennis court. And I remember selling a house up on Campanelle. It was one flat acre, had a pool and a tennis court, and the house, and didn't seem like there was a whole lot of extra room. So this has got the extra 0.4 acre, and it just looks like you have the panoramic mountain views, and 5,700 square foot home, too, so... You're cooking. Three-car garage. Got to pull in then that Lamborghini and the Bentley. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We have current 2010 podcasts archived. You can just listen to them or you can download them. And you can search for MLS listings throughout California, RadioRealEstate.com. The phone number, 452-2428, 452-CHAT. We'll take a quick break and come back with our guest, an engineer, is going to talk a little bit about retaining walls, water mitigation, building down the side of a hill, and maybe what you shouldn't do to cause a problem for your neighbor and create a water problem, because it's your liability if you're the uphill neighbor. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.